Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is where you get us on the internet, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am Ben. We have a great show for you tonight. Starting off with live in studio, we have an act. We have a fantastic band starting off the night live. In studio with us right now, we have KMVP.
Hey, Vancouver. We're KMVP.
Yo.
And we're here to grab you by the neck, hold you down, and take you on a walk around the world.
Would you grab my neck?
Yes, I'm gonna take you by the neck. I'm gonna hold you down. I'm gonna open the back door. I'm gonna kick you out of it.
Thank you. Black Snakes on the Water from a forthcoming EP we recorded this weekend. Thank you, Thunder and Radio Hal, for having us here on your illustrious radio show. We're going to play Studded Light next. And then go to That's where the magic stops. Save the world. Save the world. Save the world. Save the world. Don't love the world, pave it, cover the earth in a hard shell of rock. The world is an oyster turned inside out. When you get to the sand, that's where the magic stops. Pave the world, don't love the world, pave it, cover the earth in a hard shell of rock. The world is an oyster turned inside out. When you get to the sand, that's where the magic. Get a report.
Slug slime. Lemon lime.
Well, you heard it, folks. Coming directly to you from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We got a slug slime, lemon lime,
right
mostly wet, and super time.
Oh my god, no more.
No more. Disney brainwash. Anyway, these are all songs from an EP we're recording this weekend, so thanks for letting us test them out on you. More Disney brainwash. Write your own stories, sing your own songs. Look down the long hallway, co-opted culture. Rest your religion from Catholic quads. Forever. next one's called Fraggle.
We're going to record this weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Jay. If you've heard us play before, you might know this one. It's old.
We'll be right back. Pierce the skin, reveal the orange. Right the pulpit, shield the orange. Sink the thumb to the orange. Split the orange, section the orange. Lick the orange, nip the orange. Drip the orange, sip the orange. Teeth that tear the flesh of orange. Tongue and mouth that roll the orange. Consider the cells within. Is the juice sweeter for membrane that squeezes in? Dripping dewdrop on earth. Remember the orange. Savor the orange. Swim the orange. Share the orange.
Call it past life regression. And now we'll play a couple tracks from our 2022 record On the Cusp. Do they do calling in to the show, Ben Lai? Can people call in? Yeah. Hey, the first person to call in gets a free On the Cusp record. You have to meet us at the Lido later! We're having an after party at the Lido! So, and yeah, so that's cool. And okay, but there's something that you should tell Ben Lai so we know it's you and we don't give your record away to someone else. Right?
Yeah, what's the code word?
Yeah, you decide. I think what we'll do is
you just come up to us and tell us the word.
Yeah, if it's right. Okay. Just so you know, I just want you to know that at the end of Oranges, the line is Tubular Network. I just think that gets lost. I just hit the microphone with my chin. That's what that sound was. Okay, well, we're going to play Cloud Painting and Eagle Feast in 251D. So, thanks, everybody. Is there anything else I should say? Because I think I said some pretty pithy stuff.
Thank you.
Why explain when the clouds are growing? Lay in wait while the friends go swimming. Feel the beat of the music moving. Same place at the same time. Fishing out the egg. Physically explain. Hold it in. Every country that I change, do you know how much I love you? I'll stand and see in the mountainside under burned up. Thank you. swoop from the sky. Eat what you will. Descendant on high. Talons grip strong. Grip, string, tear. Reveal the sinew.
We smashed something glass. But it's just the sounds did it. Smashed by sound.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play one more. We're KMVP. We're from Nanaimo. Loren's in the studio with us. We got Jay Arner on the sound. Sounds great, Jay. Thank you. Ben Lai answering the phone, ringing off the hook. Sorry. The record's gone. Nice try. See you at the Lido later. We got Nick Hughes here on guitar and noise doing that. And then Brandon's on the drums. Brandon Holm. Keep an eye out for him. And I just mean musically. And then Kelly McLaughlin on the bass here. And I am Christiane Wasper. Thank you. Also playing the guitar as well. Turtle!
That was KMVP live on CITR, live on Thunderbird Radio. Hell is a program. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back to talk with the band after these short messages. KMVP on CITR.
Yo, yo, this is the boy, Jacuzzi LaFleur. You hear with Crimes and Treasons Radio. Jazz Cartier, y'all know who it is. Golden Child, baby, let's get it.
What up? This is Machine Gun Kelly, and right now I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons, goddammit.
Hey, yo, this is Isaiah Rashad.
Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Don Francisco.
Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up? It's Tion Kidd.
What up? This is Stango.
And this is your boy Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up? This is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treason Radio.
Hello, this is Blowfly.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up? It's St. John, and you're not listening to Crimes and Treason. It's lit.
Hey, I know who it is, man. It's your boy, Sahara the Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your Guala Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Super.
It's J-Worthy, a.k.a. P-Worthy.
Hey yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy ASAP Yams, aka Lamborghini, aka Lil Newport, aka mother. I got too many mother aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and treason in this mother. Shout out to these mother. They putting it down with that real trill shit.
Yo, it's Camp Blow Out.
Crimes and treasons. That's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's rap radio show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Renaissance Opera presents Indie Fest, a fiercely modern celebration of innovative ideas in the performing arts and the indie artists who imagine them. Showcasing genre-defying works, collaborations, and immersive experiences, this year's Indie Fest will explore the theme Future Mythologies by empowering artists and viewers alike towards a new, hopeful future. Running from November 17th to the 26th across 6 venues both in Vancouver and online, you won't want to miss these performances. To explore further and purchase tickets, visit indiefest.eventbrite.ca.
Old growth forests matter. Join us in supporting the Arasks Fairy Creek blockade. Indigenous communities have been on the front lines of the logging disasters in BC, and we are calling on all land defenders to help us save the last of Canada's old growth forests. You can donate online through the Climate Justice UBC Instagram page and through QR codes on flyers that have been posted throughout campus. For donations of sleeping bags, blankets, and clothing, there will be collection bins at Sprouts Cafe, located in the basement of the Life Building, and at the Center for Interactive Research on Sustainability, located at 2260 West Mall. Donation pickups will happen on October 30th, November 13th, and November 27th. For more information, go to Climate Justice UBC on Instagram.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Do you love to read, but your friends and family are tired of you droning on and on about your latest book? Well, forget them, because you have me now. Hi, I'm Randy from Dog-Eared Radio Book Club, a book club coming to you through the airwaves from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every 2 weeks on Tuesday evenings on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in to hear the rambling thoughts of a fellow reader that are factually supported by my co-host of the week. Follow the show on Instagram at Dog-Eared Radio Book Club to find out about our next read.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell is the program you're tuning into. In the studio with me right now, we have KMVP, who just played in studio about a little while ago. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, yeah, our pleasure.
Do you maybe want to introduce yourself to the listeners out there in Radioland?
We're KMVP, Christiane.
Kellen.
I'm Nick.
Brendan.
And KMVP. So just maybe start with how this project got started. It started from you, Christiane, like a long time ago.
It started a long time ago. I recorded some songs I had wrote about wrestling and my friend, and a sad song about like a beaver who loses its lover to a leg hold trap.
Oh, right.
It's quite moving, but in my friend's kitchen in like 2008, but then now I have this band. I don't know. I played with a few people. I played with Laura and Jeff from OK Vancouver. OK played bass and drums for a bit, and my friend Lindsay from Bash Brothers and Hagface, my friend Michael Carpenter, and Rose Melberg played drums, and John Manning played bass too. But then we started playing together in like 2021 or something. And it's wonderful. I love playing with these people. They are so fun. We recorded an album last year, 2 years, I guess. We released an album last year that, would not have sounded the same without these inimitable players.
Yeah, do you find that the sound changed quite a bit from the beginning? I guess it must have.
I think so, yeah. Like, I stopped playing acoustic guitar. Like, I got an electric guitar, and then I got an amp, you know? And so, and then there's, like, now there's two guitars in it, and
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and you record, there was a record that you put out, you say, 22, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're working on, you're going to be recording.
Yes, we're recording this weekend.
A new EP?
Yeah.
And that's a song that you played earlier.
Yeah.
Like all of them or just something?
No, the last three tracks we played, Cloud Painting and Eagle Feast and 251D, those are from the old record.
Yeah.
But
you played, did you play every song from the
We did, EP? Except there's one that we didn't actually because I think we're just going to use like a solo recording for that one because I had keyboard and stuff.
Yeah. And where are you recording it?
We're recording at Crace Mountain.
Nice. And when's that happening? This weekend?
This weekend, yeah. Tomorrow and Saturday.
Nice. And how long have you been working on this, on the songs? And
I don't know.
Yeah. When was it? Yeah. Was it just throughout like
7 years?
were the songs just? Have you been? Have you been just working them? Have you been like adding song by song?
Yeah, kind of like that. Like we were Black Snakes on the Water. Wrote that a long time ago because it was when I was always getting stoned and boating home, and like seeing like mirages of snakes on the ocean and just being like, that's not a snake. It's just a reflection.
Yeah. Boating home.
Yeah. We do a lot of boating because we're from an island.
Yeah.
So we're always boating around. There's canals in Nanaimo that people use more than the streets. And that's when we wrote that
Is
one.
Is that really? I don't know Nanaimo super well. So.
Well, actually, there's like coal mines and stuff and sewers. Mm-hmm. But it's not related. But so we wrote that one. That one's like the oldest one. And then the other ones, we've been kind of chipping away at them. And then we have a couple that are like pretty new. Like My Ass was pretty new.
Mm-hmm. Fraggle.
I mean, My Ass is actually kind of getting older every day.
And how does you compare to some of the new songs you wrote to the record from 2022? Is it?
Well, can I tell you
this?
Theme?
Yeah.
And there is a different theme. I was thinking about this today. Yesterday. I don't know.
Whoa.
We don't. I just want to say this one thing, and then we can listen.
I'm trying to get a gasp cued out of the sound effect.
Like a gas, like a toot? Oh, a gas. I don't know. It's just different. I think the songs on the cusp are like more hopeful. Like you're thinking that you're becoming a new person. And you're like, oh, great, I'm better than I was. But then I think the songs on this record are like after a while when you're like, oh, shit, I'm trapped in the cycle again.
The spiral is never ending.
Yeah, they're a little bit darker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you getting a little bit more pessimistic? Or is
I swing wildly from one extreme to the next.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel bad.
Yeah. You just go through hard times.
Yeah. Yeah. And in terms of like, do you just mean that lyrically, or do you mean the music is also a little bit more,
I don't know,
dark, or are there new instruments, or are there new, yeah, are there new,
it's just because of the times. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Shit's getting crazy. Yeah. So we get crazy with it, don't we?
Reflect
how
what
does
happens on our life.
It's like feel brutal.
You know, at this point, we're always changing.
Yeah.
Some subtle way.
How does a song get written? Like, do you come up with lyrics, or do we just go with like a riff or jam or something? Like, how does a new song happen?
I think a lot of the time I kind of write my part, and then I bring it to the band, and then we like jam it together.
Yeah, so it's come with the bare bones, and then the bay bones.
The baby bones.
We just write our parts over top.
Yeah.
And then I'm usually like, did he like that? And they're like, yes or no. Usually, yes. But yeah, luckily it had some freedom, but there's some parameters.
Yeah. Strict.
So we kind of do it that way.
Sweet.
I don't know.
Yeah. And how's the music scene happening in Nanaimo? Is there?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This place is filling
bands.
Up.
This place is filling up.
It's terrible. Don't come. Stay away.
Yeah, actually, Nanaimo. It's just sewers and coal mines.
You may come to visit. Maybe not move.
It stinks like the mill.
Like there's, I mean, there are places to play, tons of.
There were kind of more places to play, I think, last year. But I think there's still places to play. There's like Crace Mountain, the Vault, and there's
definitely
like a skate shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a certain Nanaimo sound now, or is it just, it's all over?
I think everybody just does their own thing, and everyone's doing like eclectic, like, or it's a eclectic scene where someone's like folk band or like heavy, like us or like a twee band or a garage band. It's like everyone will just have to play together and like each other's stuff because there's
only so
not much going on. And it's like everybody just supports each other.
Yeah.
There's not really like clicks,
but
of
I think
things, but
too
sure
there
are.
Is a sound like I think you could compare
a bit
it.
Of cross pollination between just from everybody always ending up playing shows together.
But I think if you compare it to other towns on the island, I think Nanaimo always has this kind of a gritty noise obsession. Like we are always in a dark basement, and we drag
our knuckles.
But that's kind of what I think. It's kind of dark. I don't know the drinking. I don't know why I'm talking about the drinking. It's like a lot of wet pavement.
Wet stone.
And like, are there other towns that's also pretty active in music?
Other towns on the island? Yeah, I think for sure.
Yeah.
Duncan. Yeah. There's a new venue there. Time and Space Continuum. Well, it's not really new anymore, but the past couple of years, I guess.
Yeah. It's like a lot of people I know like moved to the island or not specifically Nanaimo, but you know, just different parts, Victoria or
Cumberland, we played there, and like we even went to Yuki, and that was a weird one.
Yuki, there's a couple of cool bands out of Yuki, though.
Death Drops?
Yes,
Death
thanks. Drops. I could only think of the other one, the TV Dead or something, and I was like, no, I want to talk about Death Drops. There's like Jen, who used to play in Her Jazz Noise Collective, and that band with Louis Mustachio.
Oh, Bush Tit.
Bush Tit with Mel Mandel. Like, she lives on North Island now and has a sick band.
So did you get the sense that the people are moving into the island and there's like more happening just all the bit, or has it always just been like that? I don't know.
I mean, I guess Nick moved there and Kellen moved there.
Yeah.
So that's two out of four people.
I think people are definitely moving there. I don't
it's
know.
More, maybe more pandemic or something.
Yeah,
definitely a lot of people moved during the pandemic. I don't know if because of all the new people moving, there's more happening. Like, it seems like a lot of the people that are making things happen are the people, whether it's been, they lived in Vancouver, they're the people that were always doing things.
Yeah.
So just because of a bigger population doesn't mean
right
more art necessarily.
Yeah.
But,
well, as some of the newer people, newest people in the band that moved to Nanaimo, like, what's your favorite thing about, like, what?
Oh, this too.
Oh yeah. Right.
Just my friends there, honestly. That's kind of why I ended up there.
Yeah.
Just like, just a great group of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
The river.
The river.
Yeah.
The
river.
The river. Just all the scenery there is pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Find an amazing spot you'll have to look for.
Okay. Cool. I actually moved there because I am like obsessed with the South End. Like, I love Port Place Mall.
Is it just like a nice mall? I don't know.
I think it's like nostalgia.
Nostalgia, yeah.
I think
old
I
school.
Just moved there for nostalgia.
Right. I don't think I've even been there.
Thrifties.
Yeah, it's okay. Like just, it's not, yeah. It's like just a grocery London store drugs. And a casino. It's not yet. Like the mall specifically. I think it sounded like a magic spot.
It's all the coal tailings.
It's all the coal. It's the like a fully paved and industrial coastline. It's just a little path that you could get a gelato on.
Yeah, on island time.
And looking back at Vancouver, does it seem different from when you're here a lot, or you play a lot, or just when you come back? How often do you come to Vancouver, are you guys?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't been to Black Lab in like a year, so not
often
enough.
Yeah, we probably played there last year.
Handful of times a year, really.
Yeah. But it's awesome coming. I don't know. Yeah, Vancouver's changed, I think. But it's fun coming here. It's like going somewhere different. It's the energy and all the people walking around. And then I always think about everybody, for them and in the city. It's not even special. They're like, oh, I'll just go home and have some soup, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Well, after living here for 20 years and then leaving for 3, coming back is like, I forget how to get everywhere. Or like, I see like how the driving's more intense, or there's like so much more people. Like, you don't realize it until it's gone. Then you come back. It's like, whoa, I did this every day.
Forever, yeah.
And it just, it's crazy how fast it could become like new again or something, or alien. A little bit.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm in the studio right now with KMVP, and we're going to play a little game with the band. Also, good excuse for me to turn off the mic and cough a little bit. Let's do a classic one, Would You Rather. So be back, play a little tune, and yeah, we'll be back with the band to play Would You Rather.
What would you rather do? Would you rather?
Yeah, that should be a question. Would you rather? Although that would just be like Randy Bachman playing for like 3 hours.
He wouldn't even open.
He never does.
Yeah. Would you rather?
R.I.P.
Would you rather is a very simple game where I will get the band to these cards with questions. Would you rather questions and. Just pick a random card, and if there's multiple Would You Rather question, just pick your favorite one, and you can ask the rest of your... Everyone just answer them. Ask the rest of your band and answer yourself.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Would you rather have a see-through nose or entirely white eyeballs?
Entirely white eyeballs.
Definitely
white eyeballs. Yeah, no question.
You're a good buy.
What are you hiding in your nose?
Cougars, hair.
Sometimes I'm amazed at like how the front of my nose has such a big, like little, like kind of attic room, like a little compartment.
Yeah,
a little stash spot.
I'm like, what could I keep in there? But I've never really kept anything in there. But it'd be a good place to hide something. Makes children do that. And
not if it's see-through, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. How about you?
Probably eyeball, I guess. Yeah, because that's, and you can like pop in. Aren't there like contacts you can put on if you want to? Have
yeah.
It's even like You can make it any color you want.
I'd have a see-through nose.
I think
want
people
would
nose. You'd be like, whoa, cool eyes. But yeah. They'd be like, whoa, what yeah. happened to you?
Yeah.
And like how no far nosy. And how far does he see through? Like, so you're just going to see, yeah, do you see your snot? Or does it but just all the way to the back of like,
yeah.
your, do you see your brain?
Is that, if it was like crystal,
that might
you could
be kind of cool.
With a spoon and it would make a pretty sound.
Crystal ping, maybe?
Yes. Yes. Uh-oh. Okay. Be a woman. No, that's a weird one. I just liked it.
Would
it
you
says,
rather?
It says, would you rather be a woman with a man's legs, bracket, no shaving, or a man or a man with a woman's arms? Like, we don't have to answer that one.
Oh,
just...
well, I didn't realize that was in 1953. Let me think.
Here in Vancouver.
Am I allowed to expose my ankles?
Oh, my God, I have man's legs.
Oh, no. Would you rather be taken too seriously all the time or be thought of only as a partier?
Oh,
well, let me tell you, it's a hard road to hoe.
What about a serious party?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm serious about partying.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh, nope.
Is it the gasp?
Someone
probably not.
Just answer it. Maybe they want to win the record.
Oh, Danielle. Men's legs.
Read text online.
Would you rather always have to wear wet socks or always have to wear wet underwear? Hmm. Always.
Underwear.
I think I'd want both just to keep
trench it. Crotch.
It's easier to not wear underwear right. than not wear socks a lot of the time.
But you have to wear one.
Yeah, you have to wear one.
Oh.
I'd be leaving wet spots yeah. everywhere I sit.
Or
well, that's normal.
Step.
Yeah. So yeah. Exactly.
It's true, like, you'd be squishy every time you get walking if you have wet socks. You're just like,
like both of those socks.
You'd get trench foot.
You'd get yeah. trench crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I guess I'd rather have trench foot.
That's just never.
Yeah, totally.
Really well, to it.
Until you can't walk anymore. Isn't this a fun game?
It is a good game.
Would you rather have eyeballs the size of golf balls or teeth the size of computer keys? Hmm. Teeth.
Teeth.
Eyes.
Beaver teeth.
Golf balls.
Yeah.
I do love a beaver.
Beaver teeth. Or computer
QWERTY.
Teeth.
They're called QWERTY teeth. QWERTY. Yeah. Astif.
Hey, you know what?
You can do one.
Really?
I didn't mean to hog it. I just kept saying good ones.
I think the red ones are like, yeah.
Would you rather go to space and find out aliens are all descendants of, do I get to pick a historical figure?
Yeah. Oh, you get, oh, that one is like a fill in the blank.
Yeah, fill in the blank. Descendants of Johnny Thunders. Or,
I mean, that's probably the only reason I would go to space.
Or Brendan, after a bit of time travel. Does that even make sense?
No.
I didn't understand it.
What's going on here?
Would you rather have an extra hand where one of your feet is, or an extra eye where one of your hands is? Eye.
So wait, extra hand where one of your feet. So you have a feet and then also a hand?
I think it's an extra hand.
But I'd go for the third hand.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But then shoes would be difficult.
But gloves would be easy.
Yeah.
Because you'd never have to choose because you could wear every pair you had.
Yeah. Oh, so you mean instead of a feet, you have like a hand. I don't know.
I don't really know.
You could like skateboard around with like a glove.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, eye on the hand would be...
I mean, on a hand, I'd want an eye on the tip of my finger, and then I could be like...
Yeah.
But you don't get the whole hand. So. You just get an eye.
Oh, no.
Okay, would you rather lose the ability to feel fear or lose the ability to feel pain?
Oh, my God. I'd say fear, because if you lose the ability to feel pain, you might really get hurt and die. Because, like...
That might happen with fear, too.
Yeah, but it would be different because you know that you were in trouble when it started to hurt.
Would you? What if it was swift?
I don't know. A lot of what ifs here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to just maybe do one more? Yeah. And then we'll call it.
You want to pick one, Ben?
Sure, I'll pick one. Let's see what's here.
Mics are really quiet.
I think we did,
Ew. Brendan's making that nasty little sound.
This one is kind of complicated. We'll do it. Would you rather have to fight off a charging elephant while you're armed with only a bow and 20 well-made sharp arrows, or while you're armed with just 5 long, sturdy spears? So you have to, you, in either case, you have to fight a charging elephant. But would you rather have a bow and 20 arrows or 5 spears?
20 well.
I don't
want to
kill no elephant.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to use my gift of gab. And I'm going to calm that elephant down. But wait, what did you
pick? I
don't
need to fight the elephant. I'd rather have 20 well-sharpened arrows than 5 spears.
Yeah, because an arrow is kind of like a mini spear.
Yeah.
The elephant would think I feel like getting a sliver.
Yeah. And also with an arrow, just like you have more distance, I think, even while. You can kind of run away and just be like, yeah.
Yeah, like by the time he gets to the tip of the spear, like, the jig is up. You better hope you don't feel pain or fear.
Yes.
You better hope you got eyeballs where your hands are.
But that's how you play. How would you rather?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Check it out.
The chicken. With KMVP, any so recording this weekend? Any shows coming up? You think or like what is the plan?
Well, we're playing on Sunday at Vault Skates in Nanaimo. We're going to kind of do what we did today. Well, I think we're doing 2 sets. We said we're going to do 2 sets, but we haven't really practiced the old songs that much. But then I'm hoping that we can play a couple shows in January in Vancouver when we get like the EP ready to go, you know?
After we open for Sleater-Kinney?
No, we're not going to open for Sleater-Kinney. I tried, but they said no. But Black Belt Eagle Scout is opening for Sleater-Kinney.
They said no to everybody from here.
Yeah. So if you're a band from here and you are opening for Sleater-Kinney, that's fine. Mm. But they lied to me. But I don't know that they did.
No, they didn't.
Well, no, they haven't yet.
We'll see you at the Lido.
Anyway. We'll see you. We can talk about this as a Lido. We're going to go to the Lido after this. I'm going to get a Negroni, I think. I might change my mind. But, yeah, and those are the only. That's the only thing we got coming. I'm just saying the same thing again and again.
No, it's okay. And how do people get a hold of you other than meeting you at the Lido in half an hour?
Well, you can call my landline. It's 250-716-3309. And that's a great way to get a hold of me if I'm at home.
Go to the Port Place Mall.
If I'm not at home, I'm probably at the mall downtown in Nanaimo.
And the Bandcamp site, maybe?
Right. That's kmvp.bandcamp.com.
Perfect.
F-U-C-K.
/F-U-C-K. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, yeah. KMVP. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
hope you. You have a wonderful thanks. Recording.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks to Jay for being sound
tech.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah. I don't know if they have the range.
And Loren.
Thanks to Loren for bringing us the bubbly water. Thank you to Ben.
Well, thanks.
Right. Yeah. Thanks.
Perfect. Thanks so much. And coming up, I think, at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Nice. And I will be back next week. I don't think we have a band. It's getting close to the end of the year. We'll see how it goes.
See you on the internet, everybody.
Yep. See you, everybody.
Good night.